Welcome to Reflecting God. We romanticize rebels. They inhabit our cultural narrative. In popular fiction, it is the rebel who typically has the high moral ground against the exploitation of the corrupt empire. Apart from the author-guided morality of these tales, rebellion in real life quickly gets murky. One person's freedom fighter is another's terrorist. There are evils in our world that should be rebelled against. But self-proclaimed liberators may quickly become exploiters if given the opportunity. Human moral authority, apart from God, all too often is tainted by sin. The people of Judah were rebelling against the ultimate unshakable source of moral authority, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. Rebellion against God is the very definition of sin. They had abandoned their covenant relationship with God, forsaken His laws, and worshipped false idols. Their rebellion was already bringing suffering. Rebels can be restored, but it requires that they lay down their weapons, confess their crimes, submit again to authority, and display real transformation through changed lives. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.